Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Today we start our Christmas series, our Christmas preparation. You might say, well, hang on, it's 2 months to go. Yes, it is 2 months to go, but by December people are already leaving to go on holiday. So we're starting a month early so we can get to talking about Christmas and all the wonderful stories that we find in that Christmas series and dig deeper into what those mean for our lives. So today we have a question: why the need for Christmas? Why do we need Christmas? Well, if we look around at the shops need Christmas, right? They do booming business at Christmas. Is that what Christmas is about, to go shopping and to keep people employed? Or is Christmas about remembering back to a story and to something that happened 2,000 years ago, and it's so far back, it's almost a myth, something that's almost unreal? Or do we think about Christmas as something that has happened in the past, and we're grateful that it happened, but we're unsure of how it impacts our life today? Why do we need Christmas? From a New Church perspective, when we look at the whole Bible, every story that we find in the Lord's Word, we know that every story tells us something about the Lord, that every story tells us something about His church, and every story tells us something about our life. So when we ask the question, why do we need Christmas, the question is a personal one. How does Christmas relate to my life? How does the story of the Lord's birth relate to my life today? I want to read to you from Scripture. This is just the introduction. This is a prophecy that we find in the book of Isaiah, and you can follow along in your pew card. Talking about the Lord, or telling us the Lord is going to be born. And it's a well-known one and probably a loved one for many. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. A wonderful introduction to Christmas. The promise that the Lord will be born. But what does that have to do with us? What does it have to do with my life today? I want to ask you a question, and hopefully you can give me some responses. What do you enjoy about Christmas? What do you enjoy about Christmas? Sorry, Jane?
Celebration.
Celebration. You enjoy the celebration.
Memories.
Family. Sorry, Rick? Holidays. We all need a holiday. Absolutely. Holiday, family, celebration. Togetherness. Ntombi? Renewing hope. Right. Being with family. Being with friends. Re-energizing. Having a break. Being able to spend that time with family and friends. Laughter. Warmth. Giving of gifts. Right. All these things we associate with Christmas. And there's one word that we can describe all of this with. Oh, I like that one.
Love.
That was our thinking. Love. All of these things that we've described, the warmth, the celebration, the family, the friends, the laughter, the food, the shared meal together, it's all about coming together in love. That's a wonderful experience of Christmas. It's the ritual that we have around Christmas. And we celebrate that every year. So think about that, that feeling of Christmas, that love that we feel. Now think about the Lord and what He taught while He was in this world, or what He taught throughout His Bible. What is the most important thing that the Lord teaches us as Christians? The most important thing, it's not faith, it's love. Love. Love your neighbor, love the Lord, love one another. These are the things that the Lord wants for our lives. This is what Christmas is about. It's about love. But the story is where it all starts. The beautiful story of Christmas is where all that love rests. That's where it all starts. And that beautiful story of Christmas is enjoyed by very small children. One of the things that's exciting about Christmas is the nativity set. Perhaps you remember having a nativity set and then setting it up and making sure baby Jesus was in the manger and all the animals were around. It's just a beautiful story, beautiful images. And that's where our love for Christmas starts, in the story of His Word. So the story is not one just to be forgotten, not just another story, but to hold that story as something beautiful. Hold that story as this is where love begins. And the rituals. The ritual of Christmas, of December 25th, or if you celebrate Christmas Eve as well, just that joy of coming together, the love that you share as a family and as friends, as you celebrate, as you give gifts to each other. But Christmas is more than just that beautiful story. Christmas is more than just that beautiful gathering together as a family. Christmas is also personal. And Christmas, when we think about it in a personal way, is not something that just happens once a year. And this is the new church perspective on Christmas, is that if we think about Christmas and its purpose of love, we shouldn't love each other only once a year. But that story of Christmas, the essence of Christmas, is something that should be a part of our lives every single day. That Christmas, or the birth of the Lord, is something that should happen within us every day. If we think about Christmas, we think about the imagery that the Lord used when describing His coming. He talked about the darkness and into the light. We think back to the Genesis story, the first day of creation, the separation of darkness and light. A powerful image. But that darkness is what lies within each one of us. The darkness is the message that we hear so often in this world. And the story of Christmas is there to counteract all the stories that we hear and all the messages that we get from the world about darkness. And what do I mean by that darkness? The messages that we hear from those around us, from the wider public, from politicians, from countries on the other side of the world, is that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to put me first. It's okay to step on others so that I might reach higher for myself. That is the darkness. If we think about being in a very dark room, you don't know anything in that room except for yourself. That is the darkness of selfishness. The darkness of being concerned with only ourselves. But Christmas is here to bring the light. And if you think about lighting up that room, and all of a sudden you can see there are people in this room, that there are people around me in life, that this life is not just about being closed off and in my own little world, caring about my own things, but opening up, wakening up to see that there are people around me and the things that I do affect those people around me. And when I am nasty, when I am selfish, I am hurting those people. But there is another choice. There is a choice for the Lord to be born within each one of us, moment to moment, day to day, as we choose to look outward, to see in the light that there are people around us who need us. There are people around us who we can support. There are people around us who we can call on when we need support. And so we need Christmas. We need the Lord's love to be born in our lives. Because even though we are Christians, we call ourselves Christians, perhaps we've been baptized as Christians, does not make us perfect. If anything, we've been baptized and we realize just how far from the Lord we are, just how dark areas of our lives still are. But the Lord's promise is that He is wonderful, that He is mighty, that He is powerful, He is everlasting, and that He wants to be with us. He wants to change us. He wants to help us in our lives to move from that darkness into the light, to move from selfishness into a loving relationship with other people. And looking at every aspect of our lives, how can the Lord be born in us? If the Lord is going to be born in us, if the Lord's love is going to be born into us, if we have that spiritual awakening and able to see the effect that we have on other people, how our words, how our actions affect other people, how our thoughts affect how we perceive other people, we are awakening into a new life. And we realized two general things in life. The first one is that we can turn to the Lord at any time. If we think about our lives, and I've asked this question before, who here has an easy life? Whose life is without struggle? Okay? We all have struggle in our life. We all have areas in our life where we think this is just not fair, where we are suffering at the hand of others. Other people's choices have impacted us in negative ways. Our own choices have impacted us in negative ways. That we've made mistakes, that relationships have failed, that we've lost people in our lives, that we grieve. All of these things are areas in our life where we feel down, where we feel consumed by grief, by doubt, by despair, by stress, by anxiety. But it's in those dark times that the Lord can be born. Who here in their darkest time has turned to the Lord in prayer? The Lord comes to us in that small glimmer of hope, that small glimmer of love. He is born within us even in those dark times in our lives. But the Lord doesn't come to take away the pain. The Lord doesn't come to take away our problems. The Lord doesn't come to wipe clean our mistake and say, don't worry, you don't have to do anything about it. The Lord's life was an example that even though we struggle, the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, let this cup pass from me. Right? We would want nothing more than for the problem to disappear, for the struggle to disappear, to get a job, to have more money, whatever it is. We would love for that to simply be resolved. But the Lord says, not my will, but God's will be done. We, in our darkness, are touched by the Lord. He turns us to prayer. He is born in us in that little moment. Not to take away all that stress, all that pain, but to be with us as we go through that darkness into light. What do I mean by that? We can choose, if we are in a dark, desperate place, to take that out on other people. If we are feel like we've been hurt by other people, we can take that hurt and pain out on others, whether it's our family or our children or on other colleagues or someone we meet in the shop who's frustrating us. We can take our hurt and our pain and dish it out onto other people. But the Lord, if He is born in us, if we have turned to the Lord, we can choose to follow the light. We can choose, even in our stress and our darkness and our despair and our struggles, to love other people. We can still, in that stress and darkness, choose to live with integrity. We can still choose to stick to our values and our principles. Stick to our morals. That just because I am struggling doesn't mean I have to make other people struggle along with me. That I can do differently. I can try and still bring love and happiness to other people. And we do this. Right? There are people among us who are probably struggling at this very moment with something. But do we see it? No. Often, so often, our struggles are on the inside, and on the outside, we have a smile on our face. Why? Because we choose to not to bring other people down with us. We choose to still be happy, to still walk in the Lord's ways, even in the darkness, even as I'm struggling through something. And this is Christmas. This is Christmas, to have the Lord born in our lives in those darkest hours, turning to Him in prayer and striving to live that life of integrity. A second thing that we awaken to are those people around us. Instead of the me first attitude, instead of wanting to make myself better, it becomes, well, how can we do this together? How can we walk on this road together? Because aren't we all struggling? Aren't we all in some way in pain? We can all relate to each other. We all know the pain. So rather than stepping on each other who are already in pain, how about we lift each other up? We grab each other by the hand, and we walk the path together. Instead of judging other people, understanding them, finding out where they are in life. What are your struggles? What are your fears? And then we can walk this road together. Because when we realize that we're all struggling, when we realize that we all want love, even though we, on the outside, look good, and on the inside, we're really struggling, we all want that safety. We all want security. We all need a friend. So why do we need Christmas? We need the story. We need that story to hold that love and that peace that the Lord wants and promises for the world. That's all contained there in His story. And we need Christmas. We need the ritual of Christmas to remind us of the love and the caring and the generosity of family and friends. But we also need that reminder every day. Christmas is something that happens every day when the Lord can be born within the dark times of our life. In the selfish moments of our life, the Lord can still be born. And we can still try and walk through that darkness with the Lord to the light. So my invitation to you is to join us for the Christmas season. as we go through all the different stories of Christmas, how do we take each story and look at it from our perspective? How do we see Mary and Joseph in our lives? How do we see the wise men and the shepherds coming to the Lord? What are those parts of our lives that are drawn to the Lord's love? So I invite you to join us on our Easter series as we study the Word, as we draw from the Word, and we learn more and more how the Lord can be born within our hearts. How the Lord can be born in our hearts. I want to finish with a reading from the teachings for the new church from a book called Secrets of Heaven. Loving God and the neighbor is a rule of life because all of life belongs to love. Everything comes out of love. So much so that without love, life is not life. And the character of the love determines the character of our life. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, as we prepare for Christmas, as we think about your story, Lord, we ask that you might be born within each one of us, that we can make this story a personal story for us of the relationship between you and us, and how, Lord, we are in darkness. There are parts in our lives that are still far from you, that are still covered deep in selfishness. But Lord, when we are in darkness, when we are in despair, when we are in fear, Lord, we ask that you turn us to you in prayer, that we might open up to your life, to your promise, to your love, that we might open up to see the others around us who are also struggling, and that we can lift each other up and walk on the path together. Lord, we thank you for all that you give. We thank you for your wonderful word and the wonderful story of Christmas. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.